Well, thank you very kindly. Indeed, we're delighted to be here. Mike, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board to start
with. Oh, you want to kick off with that? Okay.
Yes. You know, we've got some great museums right here in Cherry County. You got Centennial Hall, the oldest standing high school building in the state of Nebraska. We have the Cherry County Historical Society with lots of good stories and pictures of the area. And don't forget the Arthur Bowring Sandhills Ranch over at Merriman. That's a pretty unique place as well. You can find out more information about these and other things to do right here in Cherry County by going to visitvalentine.org.
And it's time to dive into the heart of American agriculture for you. Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com to subscribe today.
Well, I have something from Chris Isaacs, and it was written a tribute to Ben Johnson. Remember Ben Johnson, the actor that was in so many cowboy movies and stuff?
Yeah.
Yep. So this is about good old Ben Johnson. You never let us down, Ben. You always helped us see that winning without honor holds no victory. As Trooper Tyree, you rode to lead the headlong charge, the quiet, guileless hero whose adventures loomed so large. To a boy of youthful countenance in the theater's dark embrace, he rode each daring mile beside you, hero worship on his face. And as he grew to manhood, he watched you from afar, and though you helped the hero to him, you were the star. Scandal never graced your name. You lived the hero's part. A world champion, you will always be in the portals of our hearts. You always lived the cowboy creed, and to mankind, you were a friend and never let us down, pard, and we're going to miss you, Ben. A tribute to the actor Ben Johnson on his death from Chris Isaacs.
Now, you may think you know what a science fair is, but I have a different definition.
Really?
Yeah. The place for parents to show how talented they are.
Oh, I've heard about that.
And you know what winter is?
Winter?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It's a 3-month break between a woman and a razor. How about babysit?
Babysit. I think I know what that is, but I'll bet you've got a different explanation.
To get paid to sit and eat other people's food and watch TV while someone else's kid sleeps.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do it.
Yeah. Bacon?
Bacon. I like bacon.
It's the main reason you're not a vegetarian.
Well, that could be argued very, very well.
And I love this. Nutella? The only reason to buy bread.
Interesting. This is simply called the woodcutter, and I do not have an author on this one. Once upon a time, a very strong woodcutter asked for a job in a timber merchant, and he got it. The pay was really good, and so was the work conditions. For those reasons, the woodcutter was determined to do his best. His boss gave him an axe and showed him the area where he was supposed to work. The first day, the woodcutter brought in 18 trees. "Congratulations," the boss said. "Go on that way." Very motivated by the boss's words, the woodcutter tried harder the next day, but he could only bring in 15 trees. The third day, he tried even harder, but he could only bring 10 trees. Day after day, he was bringing less and less trees. "I must be losing my strength," the woodcutter thought. He went to the boss and apologized, saying that he could not understand what was going on. "When was the last time you sharpened your axe?" the boss asked. "Sharpen? I had no time to sharpen my axe. I've been very busy cutting down trees." A little reflection. Our lives are like that. We sometimes get so busy that we don't take time to sharpen the axe. In today's world, it seems that everyone is busier than ever, but less happy than ever. Why is that? Could it be that we have forgotten how to stay sharp? There's nothing wrong with activity and hard work, but we should not get so busy that we neglect the truly important things in life, like our personal life, taking time to get close to our Creator, giving more time for our families, taking time to read, etc. We all need time to relax, to think and meditate, to learn and grow. If we don't take the time to sharpen the axe, we will become dull and lose our effectiveness. How's that?
Very good. Very good. Forgiveness is me giving up my right to hurt you for hurting me.
And that's the good stuff.